Hi, folks. This podcast is one podcast I'm literally forced to make, and I'm the type of person that is not left or right in the politics, or I'm common sense right decision. But I just thought of something, you know, your President Trump of the United States. Put pressure on him, Republican or Democrat, independent, I don't care. Put pressure on this guy that he does, like, something positive for the country and not negative. Because, you know what, I'm here with my sister, and I was telling her she was having a panic attack. We opened the door, you know, and she was breathing in fresh air through her nose. And I said, listen, how can we be so ungrateful? Millions of people died for us, for our freedom, you know, to be in our house in peace, you know, believe what we want, be free to speak, free to travel the country, leave the country. Are we that ungrateful, you know, that 19, 20-year-olds, that they got married for a week and then they left the battle? You know, some kids were even younger and enlisted. Or some people, you know, their start of their adult life, they were dead, you know. And then Trump, why I'm bringing this up is because you gotta really, everyone has to put pressure on Trump, because he's the type of person who has a narcissist ego. He goes, well, I don't like people that were captured dead. But unfortunately, those people are the ones who sacrificed the most for us. And I'm just bringing it up. It's a short podcast, people. And just put pressure on this guy. It doesn't matter if you like him or not. But he has to really help the country, like he promised and said. You know, let's see, test him and see. Because, you know, our freedom is dead people. People that were captured and dead. That's the essence of our freedom. You know, the Papa Fletcher said the freedom of forest is nurtured by blood, and you know, and I'm real sad that, you know, people don't respect the dead that died for us, like Trump. I hope he can change his views and not be a big shot like a egotist, you know, a spoiled brat